Welcome to the Youth Radio Podcast, the best youth-produced content online ever. When Youth Radio's Isabella Ordaz saw that Forever 21 stores were stocking t-shirts with the image of a cultural icon, she got angry. And then she started talking to other teenagers about what it means when ethnic pride goes mainstream.
In June, Forever 21 released a line of clothing dedicated to displaying images of Frida Kahlo, but they left out some of her identifying features. On many of the tops, she was depicted clean-shaven, in black and white, and never failing to adorn a cute flower crown. Why won't Forever 21 recognize Frida's mustache, her brown skin, or her badass image? My anxiety over losing Kahlo led me to explore the dilemma at hand. Is it right for oppressive companies like Forever 21, infamous for using sweatshop labor, to profit off the image of an important role model to various groups of marginalized peoples? I spoke with fellow newsroom interns, Adriana Champagne, Desmond Megley, and Eli Arberton, who are all 17, to see what they know about the rather obscure yet colorful figure.
So, do you know who this is upon seeing her image?
Yes.
Kind of.
Affirmative, kind of. Yes.
That's Frida Kahlo.
Yeah.
I mean, they just said the name, but
yeah,
I didn't
course,
know who it was, but I sent it in my Spanish class.
Really? What do you learn about her?
She's a painter. Like, she painted herself, even though the teacher was like, even though she was ugly, she painted herself.
I think she was ahead of her time, okay. For sure. That's maybe one of the reasons why so many people can relate to her now, too, because in terms of society's pressure to have girls, you know, be perfect and, like, conform to like a certain thing and like not be as good as men or whatever, she like, you know, she painted herself as she was. And
so why do you think she would appeal to teenagers, and what kind of teenagers do you feel that she's going to appeal to?
If people my age were to go out and, like, you know, go out on a limb and research Frida Kahlo themselves, I think they would find a lot of things that would appeal to them. But it's not really like cool to do that, you know. It's cool to like buy clothes with Frida Kahlo on them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that Frida, like, the cause that she's trying to support, you're not really supporting that by getting a t-shirt. Like, it might be more better if you, like, do some of the things she was advocating. Like, show your flaws. Like, just be yourself.
As we compared Kahlo's identity to the commercialization of her image by Forever 21, we agreed that if you stand with Frida, it's hypocritical to purchase a Frida-themed item from the store.
I guess it's just something against Forever 21 and big chain stores like that.
Because Frida Kahlo would not want her image being made by damn near slavery.
I spoke with Dr. Laura Perez, an associate professor for the UC Berkeley Department of Ethnic Studies, about the commercialization of Kahlo's image. She agreed with our perspective.
We are in the state of California, which has this love-hate relationship with Mexican Americans, and especially because we constantly have immigration. And so I think that's the part that burns, que arde. You know, you have people who maybe think it's cool to associate with somebody like Frida Kahlo because she's famous one way or the other by having a mug or a t-shirt or something. But then they're also racist when they see working class, you know, Latinos or Mexican Americans. So, like, are you really cool with this? You know, or is this just a moment and a flavor of the month that you're going to appropriate? Like, you like going to eat Mexican food, but you don't mind being racist in your everyday life.
Two Kahlo paintings that my family owns used to scare me as a child. Now, they hang up in my room to serve as a reminder to express my creativity and to never shy away from voicing what I feel is right. I feel protective of this intimate, culturally embedded relationship with Frida Kahlo. And I can't help but predict that the people who don't have this relationship with Kahlo will participate in this Frida trend for the sake of being quirky. As Perez said, it does burn, me arde, to see the appropriation. However, Dr. Perez was able to find optimism in the national circulation of Kahlo's image on clothing.
It's marking a big change. It's marking a big change. And if there's, let's say, a Euro-American girl that grows up in a predominantly Euro-American and possibly, like, racist community, if you discover Kahlo and start wearing Kahlo with her unibrow and her mustache looks like me, looks like us, you know, in the sense that she looks like what before was quote unquote too ethnic, too indigenous mestiza. So if I see a girl, a white girl, wearing such a t-shirt, I feel like, cool, that girl is like not identifying with a racist politics of only if you only can, if you can pass as white, then you're better. I guess I feel that it represents this transformation in culture. Mm-hmm. You know, I do. Which doesn't mean I wouldn't demand accountability. I would also hope that such a person would be able to stand up against racism, against racist jokes, and eventually learn enough about her to kind of question the politics of Forever 21.
According to Perez, as Forever 21 profits off of Kahlo's image, an ironic outcome is inevitable. Although it may not be in their agenda to promote influential women of color, that is what they might be doing. Circulating the shirt could inspire some consumers to learn more about Kahlo, and they may end up in the same critical position that I'm in. I have trouble giving Forever 21, or the consumers of this product, the benefit of the doubt, but I'd like to be optimistic. For Youth Radio, I'm Isabella Ordaz.
That's it for the Youth Radio podcast. Make sure you like us on Facebook, facebook.com/youthradio. Follow us on Twitter, @youthradio. And lastly, visit our website at youthradio.org. Peace.